I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow, 20,000 students will be gathering in the United States for InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 09. Urbana will also attract dozens of mission organizations like Wycliffe Bible Translators. Wycliffe's Ruth Hubbard will be there.
Here's an opportunity for us to connect with thousands of students who have been on a journey to learn to love God and His Word and His people. And it's a great opportunity for us to come alongside those students in that journey.
Wycliffe's goal is to start Bible translation in the remaining languages by 2025. Hubbard hopes Urbana will help young people get passionate about it through prayer. Meanwhile, police in Karnataka are pressuring a church pastor to drop charges against the militant Hindus who put him in the hospital last month. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says Pastor Anil is now recovering from his injuries at home. The Children's Bible Club he established as part of his church planting work is still meeting, though some parents are fearful of ongoing violence. Please continue to pray for the situation as the police are sympathetic to the extremists. And a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, Dan DeSalvo, says an airstrip that took 9 years to build in Kiagi, Papua, Indonesia, is unique.
Apparently, there's no church in Kiagi, but they're hoping that by building an airstrip in their very remote village and in their valley, that this will promote evangelism in their people.
DeSalvo tells us how.
They're going to have a lot more access to other pastors and evangelists to be able to come to their area. Because of where they're at, they're very isolated, and there is no other airstrip in their area. Now they're going to have a little bit more access with an airplane.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, in this station. If you want more details about stories you've heard, you can give us a call on our resource line at 800-995-4828. Or you can check us out on the web at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.